Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so Seth's nickname has been Pope Zaza for the better part of a year or so now. Pope Zaza, playoff of St. Omni, Laramie Tunsil's advisor, former advisor. A religious title to go along with the name of a hotel chain. That's how we mad-libbed that thing. So Seth as Pope Zaza, but I don't believe we've ever used the powers of Pope Zaza on this show before.
No, we've never seen
limitless powers.
We've never come into a situation that quite demanded it, or frankly was as serious enough and as it commanded divine intervention. Yes.
Yes.
Don't worry, everybody. This isn't going to be sacrilegious. Pope Zaza worships a different god. Yeah. This is a false idol, so don't worry about it. Anything you're about to hear, and based on what we've got planned, you're going to hear some stuff. Don't worry. Yeah. It's not. This is not sacrilegious. It's just really sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So here we go. So we know the Texans. They've got demons. Demons that go back a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Back for the Texans in the playoffs that go back to January of 2016 when they faced these very Kansas City Chiefs in the wild card round at home. And they lost that game 30-0. Brian Hoyer had 4 interceptions in that game. He had 5 turnovers overall. It was an abysmal day. J.J. Watt had to be helped off the field in that game. So we had to pick specific instances. We must exorcise the demons from that game, and we'll start with the very first play of the game, literally the opening kickoff. This is a rough moment. This is tough. This is rough. Here's what it sounded like. Niall Davis.
We are ready to rock in the playoffs. Here's the opening kickoff. Davis, 6 yards deep, brings it out. Left side, 5, 10, through a hole, 15. He's got some room, the 30, the 40 left side, the 50. Davis is all alone, and he's going to score. 20, 10, 5, an opening kickoff return for a touchdown for the Kansas City Chiefs. A disaster on the opening play of the game.
Didn't get any better after that. All right, Pope.
Pope Zaza. Brian Hoyer's hyperbaric chamber. I sentence you to be remanded to it in Missouri City, where Niall Davis is from.
Oh, is he from Missouri City? No kidding.
Yeah, ironic, isn't it?
Wow, Missouri. It is. Might be listening right now. Sorry, Niall. We weren't shooting force lightning at you. We were shooting it at the play.
I didn't realize it until I was in the middle of speaking my tongues, and it came to me that he's from Missouri
like
City.
Like the three-eyed raven in Game of Thrones. You started watching him play high school ball. All right, so the Niall Davis kickoff return exercised. All right, this might have been the dumbest play in the history of the Houston Texans. The Texans get a little something going on offense. Alfred Blue runs a ball about 40 yards. Of course, everybody in the Chiefs caught up to him and surrounded him at like the 20-yard line. You know, it's like Cobra Kai in the skeleton outfit surrounding Ralph Macchio. Like, you aren't going any further than this. I know you were in the open field running for a touchdown. You're very slow, Alfred Blue. So they got it down into a goal-to-go situation. So why not trot out a banged-up J.J. Watt and put him at tailback behind Vince Wilfork at fullback?
Now the crowd's going to have to be quiet because J.J. Watt and Vince Wilfork have both checked into the game. First and goal at the 2. J.J. Watt in the Wildcat formation. First and goal at the 2. Here's the snap to Watt. Watt running right side, stacked up, and Watt still going is going to lose yardage as DeVito finally tags him down. That did not work.
No.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it puts him in harm's way.
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That was an ugly one, man. That was just trying way too hard. And remember, you'd find out later that J.J. Watt was playing with like 17 torn groin tendons.
Yes.
That's when they decided to unleash the Watt cat.
He got walked off the field.
Let me see what the football god spirits give to me on this one.
All right.
Jackson Mahomes is the love child of Hank Stram. I command you to hell.
Jackson Mahomes caught some.
And okay. Hank Stram.
And Hank Stram.
Hank Stram for misusing the word matriculate also.
Yeah.
It just taught millions and millions of youth to inappropriately use the word, inaccurately use the word matriculate down the field.
Yeah. The Wattcat exercised. We hope. All right, now fast forward to 2019, January 2020, the Texans going against the Kansas City Chiefs once again, this time in Arrowhead Stadium. And they actually built up a 24-0 lead. The gods were kind to the Texans on that day for about 20 minutes worth of clock time. And then the down 24-0, the Chiefs started to get a little something going offensively. They scored a touchdown. Up 24-7, Bill O'Brien thought it would be a good time to take an injured player, Justin Reed, who was dealing with a shoulder injury. Boy, Bill O'Brien loved using injured players on trick plays against the Chiefs. A fake punt up 24-7.
Here's Brian Anger at the Houston 17-yard line. Weeks will snap it. Justin Reed calling signals on punt team. On fourth down and four. And it's a fake. Reed running to the right side. And Reed's going to be short at the 34-yard line. He doesn't make it.
That was horrible. That needs to be exercised, Pope Zaza.
That was, O'Brien's really he's coming up big in a lot of these ones. All right, let me channel the football gods.
Yes.
Andy Reid used a fake birth certificate in a punt. That's a good competition. He will sit on you until you die.
Andy Reid used a fake birth certificate in the punt, pass, and kick. Look it up. He looks like he did.
He totally did.
He's gotten smaller since the 13-year-old punt, pass, and kick.
People don't talk about how he was born in the Dominican Republic nearly enough.
No.
He's my least favorite Dominican.
Oh, my God.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's really shameful what he's done to that tiny island nation.
All right. So Justin Reed, fake punt.
What's the text line thinking of my speaking in tongues? In case there's people that are just actively despising it,
Yet. Nobody yet. All right, good, yeah, okay. No. Someone's saying they want one more Football Friday, so they're happy that you're doing this right now.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. So that was the Justin. I have one more playoff game, Chiefs Texans demon that needs to be exercised. And the Texans are now up 24-14 when this highlight plays. The Chiefs had just scored again. Travis Kelce scored the first of three touchdowns he would score before halftime. DeAndre Carter fields the ensuing kickoff.
Here's Carter at the 1 yard line, straight ahead. 5, 10, 15, cuts right 20, and the ball is out. And the Chiefs got it. Thompson running left inside the 10, and he's down to the 8-yard line.
Oh, my goodness.
Darwin Thompson, a running back, had the ball pop right into his hands, and the Chiefs have a first and goal.
Yeah, this is where I'm like, they're losing this game. That was bad. That was really bad.
Let me close my eyes and... is that you, Jacoby? Is it Jacoby Jones speaking? Polar bears poop on the ice.
DeAndre Carter fumble. Exercised.
Thank you, Jacoby.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you saw Jacoby Jones fumbling.
Jacoby. Jacoby helped us in this one. Man. Jacoby's going to be a hero once again, damn it.
Request. O'Brien and Easterby exorcism is exactly what we need, Pope Zaza. So there's something exercising O'Brien will handle all these. I didn't realize like how much specificity to Bill O'Brien coaching decisions there were to the turning points in some of these games.
Yeah.
He was bad at managing the clock, but I thought he was overall like pretty good at feeling the vibe out of a game, you know?
He was really, really good at, you know, maintaining leads in
closing
the second
the deal,
half.
Yeah.
Which is why if they could have just held on to a lead into the second half of that Chiefs game in 2019, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what might have happened.
We're getting requests. Can you they're asking if Pope Zaza can, as long as we're on a Kansas City theme here, exercise the Game 4 meltdown in the ALDS back in 2015, where the Astros were like six outs away from going to the ALCS 2 years before it became a regular thing that they go to the ALCS.
Yeah.
We can do that. We just so happen to have that highlight sitting right here of the meltdown in Game 4 of the 2015 ALDS, a ball skipping off of Carlos Correa.
2-2 to Hosmer. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. The line keeps moving still. Five straight hits have opened the top of the eighth. And it's a not-so-comfortable two-run Houston lead. Back up the middle. Off Correa, on into center field! Kansas City has tied it in the eighth! Gordon bounces it to second. Altuve gets to it to get the out at the bag, but the Royals have scored their fifth run of the inning to take a 7-6 lead.
Mmm, this is a tough one.
Can you exercise that demon?
Yeah. Come on. Ted Cruz shall not pass.
Okay. Now, granted, the Astros have won two World Series since then. You know,
yeah.
So that's
Ted Cruz not allowed to make any wagers on this game.
No.
Or proclamations about
God,
it. Yeah.
No.
That's what came to me in that one.
Good call.
Thank you, Second Baptist.
We actually, someone says in front of the 610 stage on the pregame, we need a Zaza revival tent.
That's harder. Speaking in tongues, yeah. Faking speaking in tongues is easy. Actually, delivering a tent sermon would be, that might be beyond my Zaza skills. Somehow I rose to Pope status without ever actually having to deliver a tent meeting.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sermon.
All right, one more sports related. We actually have an Oiler fan saying, hey, that Montana game back in 1993, the Oilers, as you pointed out earlier in the show, the Oilers had actually destroyed the Chiefs in the regular season. Then on massive rest, the Oilers come back and play the Chiefs at home in the playoffs, and Joe Montana is able to beat them.
Which also, though, by the way, that bodes well for the Texans. And this might not even need Pope Zaza's help, because the record right now for number of days of rest by a starting quarterback before playing in a postseason game is held by Warren Moon, and it was before that game. Pat Mahomes will break that record if they choose to start him in this game.
Yeah.
It was Warren Moon didn't have a bad game in that one, but they did lose. They did lose after having really thoroughly handled the opponent in the regular season.
There ended up being a documentary, a 30 for 30 or a Football Life, one of them, made about that 93 team because of, you know, the failure. That was a year after the Buffalo failure in the playoffs, too. So that's two painful postseasons in a row. All right, so I would say if we can pull one demon from that game, Marcus Allen scored a touchdown to end the scoring in the game.
Montana throwing for Davis.
Oh!
Touchdown! He stole it from right around the defender, Steve Jackson. Or was it Dishman? It was Dishman.
Unbelievable catch.
Dishman was running in tandem with Davis, and he reached right around
the defender. Did I send you the wrong one, Ben?
They give to Allen. He's got the first down. He's got a touchdown!
There you go. All right. So Ben threw an extra demon in there. Sorry, Pope Zaza. I know you ran an ultra marathon like 14 years ago, and that your endurance is amazing.
Who scored the touchdown?
Well, Willie Davis scored the first one. Ben played, and then Marcus Allen scored the one to complete the scoring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus Allen. I remember him.
Yeah.
Marcus Allen is the reason Nicole Simpson is dead.
That's not true. That's over the top.
No, that's all over the internet. Yeah. No, it's for sure it's true.
It's
contemptible. It's disgusting. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, that's where the Texans winning this game will right that wrong in history.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sean, don't argue with what comes to me while I'm in that state.
No, that's my bad. I'm sorry about that. Last one. I think people will like Seth exercising this one because Kansas City barbecue and Texas barbecue, there is, I don't want to say there is beef because then people will go, oh, nice one, Sean, good pun. But there is that argument, that debate. Who better to express the Kansas City side and then be exercised by Pope Zaza than Nick Wright?
The only thing sports reporters like more than Bruce Springsteen concerts is talking about great local food, and Kansas City has awesome food. There is the best barbecue in the world in Kansas City.
Some people would disagree with you on that one.
On what?
The best barbecue in the world.
Okay, well, they're wrong. Kansas City is known
for
its barbecue.
Texas is better. Texas is known for their barbecue.
Yeah, and it's in Texas barbecue and it's dry rubs and their obsession with brisket. It's just not even close.
It's kind of a general consensus that Texas has the best barbecue.
And yeah. I'm telling you that that is nonsense. Here's the hot take people aren't ready for. It's not that Kansas City barbecue is better than Texas barbecue. It's that Texas barbecue is below average. If we are ranking barbecue, it's Kansas City 1, Memphis 2, the Carolinas 3.
Wow.
That's the list.
Wow. Wow.
What was his power ranking?
Kansas City 1, Memphis 2, Carolina 3.
Okay.
Does this require
pigeon chest? Nick Wright can choke on a burnt tip chicken breast.
Pigeon chest.
Hickory wood hoe.
Pigeon chest. Hickory wood hoe.
Yeah.
Now we like Nick. We're friends with Nick. But for purposes of this segment and for what he just said about barbecue here in Texas, sacrilege.
Yeah. Never take barbecue advice from a skinny man.
Yeah.
From a skinny sports show host. Yeah. No, that doesn't even insult me. I exercised it nonetheless because that's what the Lord commanded.
Someone said you're speaking in tongues sounds like a 5-year-old imitating the sound of a dirt bike. That's pretty good. Sorry.
I remand that guy to hell.
Yeah, I was going to say, Seth saw no humor in that at all.
Yeah. I'm going to sit here and just brazenly take the word of Pope Zaza in vain, damn it.
All right, man. So if...
I feel good. I feel cleansed. A little tired from all that, though.
Yeah,
we'll
that's a lot of exercise. Like,
well, the...
EXOR exercise.
It is true. Like, at some point, there's a weird... It's a weird dynamic with Kansas City and the Chiefs and the Texans specifically.
Yeah.
Yes, the history of the Oilers with the Chiefs and everything. But, like, there have been way too many really bad big moments for teams that aren't divisional opponents, and there's just too much. It needed to be flushed, and we can start anew starting tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
A resurrection, if you will.
Indeed, indeed. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Football Friday. Historical precedent for the Chiefs. And we're going to touch on that and hear from their play-by-play guy. What are their thoughts up there on the fact that Mahomes hasn't played football in forever? We will discuss that coming up next.